And there are Republican primaries today, Wisconsin, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. So we wanted to check in with a voter in D.C. A Mitt Romney supporter, Deborah Edatel, joins us now. Are you? Have you voted? No, the polls aren't open. You haven't voted yet.
That's right. I'll be voting later today.
And you are voting for Mitt Romney, I understand.
That's right.
So what's your pitch for your candidate?
Well, I think he has the executive experience that we need to lead our country back to prosperity through job creation and debt reduction. He's the right person for the job, and he's an excellent general election counterpoint to President Obama.
So let me ask you, Deborah, are you one of those people that feels Rick Santorum and the others' rivals should just drop out at this point?
Not necessarily. I think all the candidates have something to offer, but I think Mitt Romney is the right person for the job, and he's pretty much got a lock on the nomination now, which makes me happy because, you know, he's my candidate.
Deborah Edatel is a voter from the District of Columbia. Are you going to be voting as soon as those polls open, Deborah?
Well, first I'm going to go out and do some volunteering, handing out flyers, and then I'm going to go in myself and cast my vote.
Okay, Deborah Edatel in D.C., thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The D.C. primary is one of three. Today there's also votes going on in Wisconsin and Maryland.
We're checking in with voters this morning, including conservative blogger David Blaska, who's in Madison, Wisconsin, in the middle of the primary. David, welcome to the program.
Good morning, John.
So who are you supporting, and how are you feeling this morning as voters go to the poll in Wisconsin?
Well, the recall, I think, of Scott Walker is kind of sucking all the oxygen out of the room here in Wisconsin. But I went to Mitt Romney's rally, town hall with Paul Ryan Sunday in the suburb of Middleton here. And so I'm going with Mitt Romney. You know, this circular firing squad thing has got to end pretty soon. And maybe we can end it here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're referring to the campaign as the circular firing squad.
Yeah.
You're a Republican in Madison, Wisconsin. Kind of a lonely guy there, David?
I'm well armed. There's about 30,000 of us in Dane County. It's a nice little voting block, but we're outnumbered probably about 4-1.
All right, David Blaska, good luck and vote safe today. And, of course, you didn't mean that comment about being well-armed. In Madison, Wisconsin, part of the voters going to the polls in Wisconsin, Maryland, and the District of Columbia today.
We're checking in now with Peg Edquist in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Peg, have you decided who you're going to vote for?
I sure have.
And who is that?
I think it's going to be Mitt Romney.
It's going to be Mitt Romney. Why haven't you completely and fully committed yourself yet?
Well, you know, there's such talk among all the pundits and on your show, too, about, you know, what does Rick Santorum mean? Why is he so significant this late in the race? So it gives you pause to think about why is that happening? Why hasn't Mitt wrapped it up by now? But I still feel in more of a moderate way, frankly, Mitt's going to be the guy.
And would you say to Rick Santorum, please step out?
I think I would. I think now it's time for party unity. I think they need to start thinking about the general election, and I think we need to start talking about how the Republican Party should defeat Barack Obama and not defeat each other.
Peg Edquist, voter in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
95 delegate votes are at stake in those primary votes today. You're listening to The Takeaway. You can always reach us at 8778. My take.
And joining us now is Julaine Appling in Watertown. Julaine, have you voted yet?
I'm en route to vote.
And what's the feeling? Are you confident that your vote will be decisive, or do you feel a little bit like you're throwing it away?
Oh, no. I think my vote will be very decisive. I'm voting for Rick Santorum. He best aligns with my values, and I think we're in for a great run here today in Wisconsin.
And Santorum not likely to win in Wisconsin, but if he should win and carries forward to November, will you vote for Santorum over Barack Obama? Or if Romney's your choice, will you vote for Mitt Romney?
You know, I certainly would vote for Santorum if he is the eventual nominee. And yes, you know, I think we do have to pull together, those of us who are conservative people in this country. Ultimately, we have to pull together to cast the ballot that will give America the best chance to change directions and get on the right path.
Julaine Appling, voting in Watertown, Wisconsin. Thanks so much. We're watching Politics All Day. You know how to reach us at 877-8MYTAKE or thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.